Nee, Gelius is gister by Ingenia Lodge opgemerk en na ure se gespook is 8 teruggeneem na die Kruger Wildtuin net om weer te ontsnap. Ons gesels met Ike Pashla van die Wildtuin. Afternoon, Ike.
Goeiemiddag aan al die luisteraars en aan elke mens wat ingeskakel is.
So, the lions were first spotted at the lodge yesterday morning.
Correct.
And then you guys, with a chopper and the MTPA, had quite a mission to capture them and move them back.
I think people don't have an appreciation of the amount of work that the colleagues from MTPA and our vets and the guys on the ground, they had to wait the whole day. They made few attempts to take them back into the park using the chopper to drive them back, realized that it wasn't going to happen because of the traffic that was around of people who are going to the lodge, checking in the deliveries and that kind of thing, and decided that let's wait a little bit until it cools down, put out the bait, and at night when they start becoming active, that's when we can try and make a successful capture, which ultimately ended with 8 being captured and relocated. The 9th one, it was observed making its way back into the park, but we don't have confirmation of that.
They were 4 lionesses and 4 males. Were they all adults?
Sub-adults. They all are sub-adults. I spoke to the ranger who told me that looking at the size of the pride, it looks like they are being pressured by bigger and more adult lions because there is territorial fight, obviously. We have quite a huge congestion of lions south of the Olifants River, and so there is competition for resources, and by resources we mean access to food, your game and all of that, plus comfort where you can rest with your family, and water, which is very important. And we are in the dry period now, so there's quite a lot of competition for that. So the presumption is that they are being chased out of that area, fearing for their lives. They find that Ingenia Lodge is much more quieter and much more peaceful.
How close did they get to, you know, the buildings at the lodge?
I beg your pardon?
At the lodge itself, they were quite close to the buildings, like a serious threat for the people there.
They definitely are a serious threat, and only because of survival instinct. But I don't think at this stage they will attack anyone except unless people do not take instruction from the experts on how to behave and what to do.
You released them last night in the Crocodile Bridge area.
Very far from where they had escaped. Fortunately, we had a collar on one of them, and this morning it was observed that they had gone back to the original place, which is not uncommon. It has happened. You'll remember that we had a similar incident, I think about 3 or 4 years back, where these lions, we took them very deep into the Kruger National Park, but they made a beeline and went back to where we had captured them. And in the end, they had to be translocated to the north.
Right. So where are they now?
They are at the lodge. There's a meeting that's going on between ourselves and MTPA. MTPA are the lead agency in this. They have to give us a recommendation that we need your assistance in this area, and the decision will be communicated later once the meeting is done.
Basically, it sounds as if you're saying they once their sedation wore off, they made a beeline straight back to Ingenia Lodge.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we are going to keep checking your Facebook page for updates on the situation of the lions.
We definitely will do an update immediately after the colleagues are done with their meeting. They will advise us of the next steps, and we will take it from there.
Thank you for your time, Ike.
You're most welcome.